Rue stopped to cover Anya at a distance of a dozen paces, and she snuck up behind one of the men without a sound. Still, the man must have somehow sensed her and started to turn at the last moment. She hit him with the sword hilt, crashing it against the back of his skull. The man farther to the right noticed the blow and sprung up in alertness. Anya caught the unconscious man as he fell, lowering him gently to the ground. She stayed low, moving slowly to take advantage of the brush as she closed on the next man. The second man didn't have time to call out for his friend before Anya was on him, wrapping her left arm around the man's throat to keep him from crying out and to shut down the blood flow to his brain. She stomped the back of his right leg, causing the man to collapse, and rode him down to the ground. By the time they hit the earth, the lack of blood carrying oxygen to the brain rendered him senseless. Pushing herself up, Anya nodded at Rue. He held up a circular shape and made a tossing motion. Anya caught the roll of military friction tape one-handed. She used it to quickly bind and gag the unconscious man. Anya stood as the headlights of four distinct vehicles appeared through the woods, all traveling at the same speed in a straight line along the narrow, twisting road that led to the village and the ruins. Rue knelt down beside the second man to pick up his AK-47.
It appears that our timing is lacking tonight.
The four SUVs pulled off the road together and charged across the patches of snow, frozen mud, and frost. They flared out with military precision, swooping in like predatory birds. Anya searched the unconscious man's pack and found a pair of night vision binoculars. She pulled them to her eyes. She scanned the arriving vehicles through the dark. She immediately noticed Wolfram Schluter as he got out of the first SUV, with Garin Braden following closely behind. Both of them were clad in military combat harnesses. Schluter's men advanced cautiously.
Schluter?
Yes. And Garin.
It appears we're about to witness a bloodbath. Judging by who we're dealing with, that could be a good thing. Especially because of the way it will cut the odds down.
Anya watched as the big man with Irena Skuyans suddenly stepped out of hiding. He held a pistol to the woman's head.
Baron Schluter, it is wonderful to see you.
Step forward into the clearing and get down on your knees, Irena.
Irena knelt between the two men in the full light of the SUVs.
That was unexpected.
Schluter and the big man walked off to the side, whispering to each other for a moment. The big man pointed toward the surrounding forest.
Do you think they'll kill her?
I don't know. It certainly isn't our problem. We've come as far as we can with this one, Anya. We need to let it go.
Regret washed over Anya. She'd come this far, and she wasn't going to be able to find what she'd set out for.
We can't stay here.
At least we're in agreement on that. Perhaps they'll find the treasure, but they're known to us. And it wasn't treasure you were after anyway, is it?
No.
It was the truth, but she had wanted Mario's killers brought to justice, if possible. More than that, though, if some bit of history, important history, existed in those catacombs, she wanted Mario to get the recognition he'd always craved. Schluter stood beside the lead SUV, taking cover there.
Come out, Miss Creed!
Ignore him. We're leaving. Irina Skuyans and her friends came by some vehicle. Even if we can't find it, we can always walk out of here. Come on.
Schluter stepped away from the SUV and reached inside. He hauled out a struggling figure and threw him on the ground in the light pools.
Oh! Ow! Oh, no! Oh!
Stanley Younce, his hands cuffed behind his back, flopped weakly on the ground. Blood smeared his face. Schluter pointed an assault rifle at Stanley.
Damn!
You answer, old man, or I'm going to kill your friend!
Oh, dear. I like Stanley. And I miss reading his novels. Admittedly, it'll be a little harder to walk away from this, but it's still the safest...
I can't leave him like that.
Anya stood up, discarding her night vision goggles. She started down the hill.
You're a fool, Anya!
Anya was on her own. She tried to tell herself that she wasn't disappointed to be abandoned. She'd been abandoned most of her life. And she couldn't fault Rue for wanting to save himself. She let the sword fade from her hand, just as a set of adjustable searchlights on the SUVs shifted to throw her into sharp relief. Kika Schluter watched as Anya Creed walked down the hill.
She's beautiful.
She is. And so foolishly brave, too.
Is the old man, Braden?
If he's here, he's up in the hills.
Why didn't he come down?
Because Rue isn't going to put his neck on the line for anyone.
What if I threaten to kill the woman?
He still won't come.
I can shoot their friend to show him I mean business.
He already knows you mean business. He got that when you tried to have him killed in Venice.
Schluter looked at Garin then, obviously surprised that Garin knew as much as he did.
And if you kill that man after Anya has put her life on the line to save him, she won't cooperate with you.
Anya halted 10 yards away.
Let him up.
Schluter took the rifle off the man and nodded to one of his guards. The man yanked Stanley Younce to his feet.
Oh.
What do you want, Schluter?
I know the Viking treasure is hidden inside those catacombs. Your friend here told us everything.
I didn't have a choice, Anya.
It's okay, Stanley. Just stay calm. We're going to be all right. All they want is the treasure. Once they get that, they'll leave.
Garin knew that wasn't the truth. Schluter liked killing. He'd seen it that night in the club. Garin felt certain that Schluter would leave their bodies in the caves once the treasure was secure.
That's right, Stanley. Nobody has to die.
What about Delaine?
Bring her.
Dalton yanked the woman to her feet, keeping the pistol pressed against the back of her head.
Bind Anya's wrists.
You heard him, men. Tie her up. Now, let's see about that treasure.